Merrill was now considered one of the most exalted men in the community since he had married three of his daughters, Loretta, Paula, and Marilyn, to Uncle Rulon. Merrill was still abusive to his own wives, but I was more skilled in navigating around him. He was not as predictable as my mother, but I had studied him so closely for so long, I could usually tell when he was ready to explode and would find a reason to leave the room, one that wouldn't make him suspicious. As strange as it might sound, I'd adapted to my bizarre environment and was, by 1993, feeling more grounded than I'd been in years. My world consisted of children, my second graders at school, and my own at home. Patrick, my second son and fourth child, was born on July 6th, 1993. But despite my success in making a reasonably stable life for myself and my children, I knew I was walking a tightrope and was never more than one step away from danger. Barbara felt that I was the only one of Merrill's wives who had never completely submitted to her, which was true. Juanita, defeated and broken, stayed in her room watching movies. Tammy spent her time flattering Barbara and Merrill. Kathleen had given up and did what she was told without complaint. When Ruth was not in the throes of madness and watering the shoes in her closet, she obsessed about being in perfect harmony with Merrill and following Barbara's orders. My strategy was to ignore Barbara and live around her, but by late 1993, she and Merrill had decided to try to make me surrender to her one-woman rule. Money was the weapon they decided to use against me. Merrill cut off every account in town and then informed us that if we needed something, we had to come to him directly and ask for it. I was still teaching and turning over my entire salary to him, which, after taxes, was about $500 every 2 weeks. I had no money of my own, but in the past, this had not been a problem because we had charge accounts everywhere in town. Merrill seemed to think that if he denied me the basic necessities for me and my children, I'd submit to Barbara's rule. Merrill told me he was having financial problems. I believed him initially and tried not to ask him for money. But then I discovered everyone else in the family was still spending at the same levels. When they went to Merrill, he instantly gave them the money they needed. The first time I went to his office, I told him I needed a few items. He ignored me and didn't even speak. I left, suspicious. The next week, I went into Merrill's office to turn over my salary check. When I did, I asked Merrill for $5 to buy Arthur a pair of shoes. He ignored me again, refusing to respond. I sat down in his office. I wanted an answer. Barbara came in and asked Merrill for money to pick up pictures in town. He wrote her a check that was almost equivalent to the paycheck I'd just handed him. When Barbara left, I said, "It looks like you have plenty of money if you can spend nearly as much as I make in 2 weeks on pictures. Surely there must be money for shoes for your son." Merrill's face turned crimson. "There is money for those who do the things I want." I knew that was the opening for an argument, but I also knew he held all the cards. If I challenged him, he'd berate and humiliate me. I walked out of his office determined to never again ask him for a dime. I quietly began to figure out a survival strategy. I filed my tax return without telling Merrill. I'd never done that before. I started to do a few extra things on the side to make money. I began selling Nu Skin cosmetics. Merrill knew about my venture, but had no idea of my success. There were months when I sold $5,000 worth of cosmetics in a community where makeup was strictly forbidden. A banner month could net me $1,000. No one in the family suspected how much money I was making. It was one of the most empowering experiences I'd ever had. Doing my own taxes and hiding money was the first time I'd ever gone against the teachings of the prophet. I didn't care. I felt no guilt, no shame. This was the beginning, the fragile, tentative beginning of mentally breaking free from the control of my religion. I still basically believed in the FLDS, but thought Merrill was corrupting and distorting its values for his own selfish and narcissistic ends.